Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more. Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon and Kathy.
Giallo,
are you suggesting that I need an exorcism?
Aliens and exorcists. We have such sights to show you.
Oh, there she goes.
The suffering. The sweet, sweet suffering. It's not a good possession movie unless you have a wooden Christ bleeding from the eyes.
That's right.
The witch's tit will be chopped. No, I'm not okay. I don't have a fucking arm.
Yeah.
I just went trick-or-treating in your kitchen.
Don't want to eat people.
My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
Corn. We watched the show, the three-part true crime television series on Netflix called American Nightmare that aired for the first time back in January, actually. And this, the idea to watch this actually came from a friend of mine that is a fellow volunteer at Sundance. His name is Jake. So thank you, Jake, for the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's three episodes and it's been very popular. It's been very well received. And it covers the March 2015 kidnapping of Denise Huskins from the home that she shared with her boyfriend at the time, Aaron Quinn. And this happened in Vallejo, California, actually. So I thought it would be good, too, because it's kind of, you know, local Cali vibes.
Thought it was a good documentary.
Did you?
I did.
I liked it, too. I thought it moved really well. You know, now they're making most of them in three parts, and that's, like, enough. It's either a movie, like, 90 minutes long, or it's three parts and we're done. But this one definitely moves in such a way that you want to watch the next one. It's very bingeable. It's like they've
oh yeah,
made the story where they each there's a cliffhanger at the end of each episode. So it's really easy to just let Netflix play. Like you can just keep watching. It's very bingeable. And it's very interesting because it has some twists and turns. So if you haven't watched it and you actually like to watch true crime series in a way where you're learning along with the series and you don't want any spoilers, I would imagine that this would be the time to stop listening. So thanks so much. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, what did you think of this? Oh my God, there was like this like Gone Girl thing that came up and
so
gaslighting.
What I thought was really, why I thought this was really well done is it just goes to show you how good editing can make you believe or disbelieve something. And also how much, I can't speak for other countries, that the American audience, how we are so persuaded by a larger story or what I would call a confirmation bias, right?
Yeah.
Or an anchoring bias.
Yep.
It's like we drop this seed. That's what we continue to anchor back to. And this is what we saw is like, I fell into that. Is this the true story of Gone Girl?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it the way that they cut it, it felt like that.
And
the
it was so great because that they're all documentaries have an agenda, by the way. When you watch documentaries, for those of you who like to watch a lot of them, you know, Michael Moore made a bunch of them back in the 90s or whatever, that all had an agenda. We can all take our information and cut it together to serve our own advocacy or our own agenda. And this documentary and story used it as a device in the way they made the film, because that is a parallel process with this case. The case was all about bias. The police were biased. They were biased against women. They were biased against, like, all the things. If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here, and welcome to season 6, y'all.